Grace left him long enough to warm a bowl of soup, but by the time she returned, he was sound asleep. She set the bowl on the nightstand, then climbed into bed behind him. She curled her body around his, and faded off to sleep, too. It was 3 days before Julian's strength came back. The entire time, Grace stayed with him, helping him. He found it hard to fathom her strength and devotion. All his life he'd waited for her. And as every day passed, he realized just how much he loved her, how much he needed her. "I have to tell her," he said, as he toweled himself dry. He couldn't let another day pass without her knowing just how much she had come to mean to him. Leaving the bathroom, Julian headed to the bedroom, where Grace was on the phone with Selena. "Of course I didn't tell him what his mother said. Jeez!" Julian took a step back and leaned against the wall as Grace continued talking. "What was I supposed to say? Oh, Julian, by the way, your mother threatened my life?" He felt as if someone had delivered a staggering blow to his solar plexus. His vision turning dark, he entered the bedroom.
"When did you speak to my mother?" he demanded.
Grace looked up, shocked. "Lainey, I need to go. Bye." She hung up the phone.
"When did you speak to her?"
he asked again. Grace shrugged nonchalantly. "It was the day you went psycho on me."
"What did she say?"
She shrugged sheepishly. "It wasn't really a threat. She just said she wouldn't share you with me."
Rage coursed through him. How dare she? Who the hell did his mother think she was to make any demand on him or Grace? What a fool he'd been to ever think his mother had softened her heart where he was concerned. When would he learn?
"Julian," Grace said, rising to meet him in front of the bed. "She changed her mind. When she came here to release you—"
"Don't, Grace," he said, interrupting her. "I know her a lot better than you do."
And he knew what his mother was capable of. Her ruthlessness made his father's pale in comparison. His heart heavy, he knew he could never tell Grace what was in his heart. Worse, he knew he couldn't stay with her. Ever. If he had learned anything, it was that the gods would never let him live in peace. How long before one of them hurt her? How long before Priapus used her to get back at him? Or his mother came to wreak her vengeance on both of them? Sooner or later, he would pay for his happiness. He had no doubt. And the thought of Grace suffering? No. It was a chance he refused to take. The days flew by, as they spent as much time together as possible. Julian taught Grace classical Greek culture, and very interesting ways to enjoy Ready Whip and chocolate sauce, and Grace taught him strip Monopoly and how to read English. And after several more driving lessons and a new clutch, she realized Julian was a hopeless driver. It seemed to her that only a few days had gone by, and yet the last day of the month came so fast that it terrified her. Even worse, the night before it arrived, she made the most startling discovery of all. Julian was that one person she couldn't live without.